Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing a show.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I am in the country, and I guess this is what you get when you are in the rural area. You do not get good service, I guess. And so I'm not getting good phone service here, and I'm not getting good internet service here. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, how are you all doing today? I just felt like doing a show today. Freedom, cut me loose. Is the topic of the subject today. Yes, yes, yes. And so, it is based on a story about the life of a woman held in captivity, accused of a crime with no evidence. That's right. Guys, this story is amazing. You hear it all the time about it happening to men, but hardly do you ever hear about a woman being convicted, wrongly convicted of a crime with no evidence. And this is something that you're getting a visual of it on the other side. And I'm not saying that men go through a easier time in the prison system than women, but I am saying that it's happening to men and women every day. Every day. And so I was having a phone conversation and talking to some people, and I said, we were talking about being in the land of the free. And I'm really at the point now where I am like, okay, I need a passport. I actually want to leave America. And I had gotten that way just because of the way America has become. And so that's what made me want to leave the country. You know, I speak up on things often in my life, and I'm going to tell you about this story here in a minute, but I think about a lot of things in my life and things that I have spoken highly of, from people to careers to places of retail to whatever it is. I've always been bringing you the verdict, letting you know, hey, this is it. This is the thing. This is it. And then I just began to just see things. I was going through motivating, encouraging life, believing in the dream, believing it was possible, believing that this was a world full of people who would be encouraging, who would love you, who would support you, who would be by your side, who would be, as you would say, loyal, confident, dependable people. Then America shows you who they really are. than what it really is. And you're like, damn. You mean to tell me all those songs I sang? And all that stuff that I said was me, not real. Goodwill. Doing what's right. Only to be in this lady's. Who never really had a negative background. She had a couple little glitches. But pretty much it. Pretty much it. Pretty much it. You don't hear about this as often when it comes to women in this situation. And it's kind of sad. And I'm not saying that it's fair to men, but it's kind of sad when we have a big statue in New York City, the Statue of Liberty, and the woman represents liberty for this country, and we do the woman like that. Sad. So, this is the world we live in. And I woke up to that. And I said, wow. And you know, sometimes when you're in church, they tell you, look at your neighbor. And tell your neighbor. Hug your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Do you really know your neighbor? I never felt nervous around my neighbors growing up. I'm not sure about neighbors today. I never doubted love from people growing up. I'm not sure the world knows what love is anymore. I used to believe in America. But now, I don't know if America believes in itself. And this is the story. Destroyed. A woman destroyed. Life, career, resources, everything. Destroyed. Through media, through hate, through lies, through jealousy. Overcoming every obstacle. I'm going to have to cut this show short. As you can see, let me just go on and end this show. Because I know you don't need to hear this feedback. And I'll come back and maybe I'm that girl that I was just trying to tell you about. Because I'm trying to do a media show and I'm having a problem. So maybe I'm that girl that I wanted to tell you about. But stay tuned in. And hey, maybe my show next time will last more than 5 minutes, okay? Y'all be blessed. And I'll come back and tell you that story next episode when I won't be interrupted.